M. Want me to start over? Denise, please, roll call.
Jimmy Smith,
Yes, here.
Buffington,
Here.
Harsh French, Bob Petrie.
Here. Let the record show there is a quorum present to the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Has everyone had a chance to review the agenda?
Yep.
If so, I hear a motion to approve the meeting, the agenda for today.
I make the motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Roll call. Yes.
John Buffington.
Yes.
Bob Petrie.
Yes.
Okay. Has anyone had a chance to review the minutes from June 13th, 2024? Commission meeting. Is there any corrections that need to be made? If not, I will hear a motion to approve the June 13th, 24 regular commission meeting minutes.
As Buffington, I will make that motion to approve the minutes.
Second, Petrie.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any discussion? Hearing none. I have a roll call vote to approve the June 13th regular meeting minutes. We did that. Chairman's report. Nothing to report. Agency director.
Yes, good morning, commissioners, everyone. Izzy Trejo, director of the New Mexico Racing Commission. I'll be brief today. Obviously, we all know that this past month's been dominated by natural disasters occurring in the Ruidoso Downs area. And I just think we certainly need to acknowledge the efforts and the work ethic of Ruidoso Downs management, including Mr. Rick Baugh and his staff. They deserve a huge attaboy for, on multiple occasions, getting the track into racing shape as the floods have ravaged that racing surface in Ruidoso. So I just want to congratulate them on a job well done and the effort that they put forth to keep horse racing going here in New Mexico. And, you know, on the bright side, despite the handful of cancellations we've had and the inclement weather that's occurred over there and the fires, parimutuel handles have been quite impressive. We've gone over $1 million in parimutuel handle on four times already this year. And another time they reach over 900 and some thousand dollars. So there's a light in all the dim that we've been experiencing over there. So we're proud of that. It's a testament to the brand that Ruidoso Downs have developed around the country in hosting the best quarter horse racing in America during the summer there at that facility. So people do like to wager on Ruidoso Downs races, and we appreciate that. I just want to mention, not to be doom and gloom at all, but some people have actually been happy with this. Some interesting times ahead of us in regarding HISA and HIWU. Some would argue that there is uncertainty to HISA's future. Only time will tell, but there's been some movement in the federal courts regarding HISA and its authority to issue sanctions. There's been non-race related decisions by the federal courts in which they feel that HISA's provisions violate the private non-delegation doctrine. And that's quite important. Basically, it says HISA's allowed to create rules, but the question, are they really allowed to enforce the rules? So it's going to be interesting in the next handful of months. With that, I'll be headed to Saratoga Springs for the Jockey Club Roundtable about a week and a half. And I'm hoping that the discussion will pertain to this topic so we can get some clarity on what potentially may happen in the near future. Moving on, staff's looking to conduct a rules hearing in the next month or so. We will proposing a rule that sanctions trainers for out of competition testing violations. We got a little delayed. We had a little hiccup, but we're back on track to pursue those rules. I think they're well needed here. And lastly, I want to thank Dr. Lowe and Dr. O'Sullivan, our commission vets at Ruidoso Downs. They will be training the Colorado Racing Commission's new veterinarian. Colorado thought highly of those two to send their new, brand new veterinarian down to learn how to operate in that regulatory position. So I certainly wanted to say thank you to them for taking the time to bring a new vet into the industry, which is they're well needed and tough to find. So I applaud Colorado for landing a couple of veterinarians. So they'll be here this weekend, barring no rain. Commissioners, I stand for any questions.
How do you feel about HISA? Do you think that it would be an advantage for them to go away, or do you think they'd bring anything to the table?
Well, I can speak from our perspective and our experiences here in New Mexico. I think it has really strung our agency very, very thin, and it's been a hardship for us to try to keep our head above water and doing that job as well as our own regulations. I think it costs a lot of money, and I'm real concerned with the money that's coming into Senate Bill 336 fund. It may not be enough to cover the bills in the near future. So there's a lot of concerns about it.
I agree. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
New Mexico Horse Breeders Association, Mary Barber.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Sorry, good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning, yes.
Good morning. Yes.
Mary Barber, New Mexico Horse Breeders. I don't have a whole lot to report today. I sent in my race a day report a couple of weeks ago before I went on vacation, and I don't think a whole lot has happened since then. But for that report, Ruidoso Downs has run 47 New Mexico bred races in their first 15 days, and that's through June 29th. During that time, there was 13 thoroughbred overnights, 9 quarter horse overnights, 2 thoroughbred trials, 19 quarter horse trials, and 4 quarter horse stakes. The New Mexico horse breeders contributed $170,500 to those purses, and that is $24,000 less than in 2023. Ruidoso has averaged 3.14 New Mexico bred races per day. There was 15 thoroughbred and 32 quarter horse, and they are plus 2 for the 3 a day. For the average field size for restricted New Mexico bred overnight races, the thoroughbreds average 7.47 horses per race. The quarter horses, 9.12 horses per race, and for a combined average field size of 8.14. And that's pretty much all I have to report today. We're hoping to have our Zia Festival this weekend. Saturday morning, there will be an open discussion in the horse sale pavilion at 10 a.m. And then Saturday evening, we'll be having our summer party and awards ceremony if all goes well. So we hope everybody can come and hope to see you there. And thank are you. There any questions?
Commissioners, any questions for Mary?
No.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary. Don, would you take us into the closed session, please?
I will. I move the commission enter into executive session to discuss pending litigation, licensing matters, and for deliberations in connection with legal proceedings as identified under item number 7 of the meeting agenda. In accordance with NMSA 1978, sections 10-15-1H, 1, 3, and 7 of the Open Meetings Act.
So moved, Commissioner Smith.
Yeah, second, Petrie.
Move and go into executive session.
Billy Smith?
Yes.
John Buffington?
Yes.
Bob Petrie?
Yes.
An executive session, thank you. How long will it be?
Maybe we can, we send an email to the Zoom people?
Yes.
Like 10 minutes before we're ready to.
Sure.
Is Eric on here? Is Eric?
Eric is going to join us by Zoom, so I need to prepare a link.
Okay.